Here we go, Fabi. Basically, we just got back from the closing ceremony of the Olympiad. You're looking intriguing. You're looking like you're hiding.
I'm not hiding.
You are being swarmed in the closing at the closing ceremony. Cool. We've done a tier list. It was well received. We got a bunch of feedback at the beginning, and we kind of understood also where we stand in terms of, you know, teams and what they can do, capabilities. We put our spin to it, and I think we did quite well. Let's kind of review that. Let's talk about the Olympiad for a second.
We didn't really do well, did we?
I think we did really well.
Let's
start with D. In D, we had, and this received a lot of backlash, Hungary.
How about Hungary, the host, big one?
Gledura is decent.
I think I'm going D on this one.
Really? No. Hungary, the host? No, come on. We have to go C, at least.
I don't know. I think they're a weaker team than England.
I don't know why you put Hungary in D, but you were the one. I wanted to put it in C or B, but you wanted to put it in D. And England.
Well, I would say C.
C.
Yeah.
Let's be controversial. Let's go with D.
Okay.
Yeah. I received a lot of backlash for England.
People you were pretty spot on, it turns out. But the thing is, also with a lot of these things, it's very results oriented. So
it is.
Of course, we could host the tournament tomorrow, and maybe England has a better result. But they didn't do well. That's true. So yes, you were proven correct.
So they were the eighth seed. They finished 20th. Obviously, not a good one. Hungary, they were the ninth seed. They finished 11th.
That's not bad, but it wasn't tremendous from Hungary. It was okay. It was within reasonable expectations, I suppose.
But Hungary was also at the top for the majority of the tournament.
They were doing well for a majority of it, yeah.
Yeah. So I would say our D was not amazing.
I think it was fair. I think it was a very fair ranking, it turns out, because neither team at any point was in contention for first place, and also not really in contention for medals at all.
Yes.
So I think it's a pretty fair ranking. What I realized in general is that the teams that are a bit older seem to have struggled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And England is definitely an example of a team that's great players, but definitely a bit older.
That was mostly my understanding before the Olympiad as well. C, we put Iran, and I'm pretty sure we put somebody else, but let's start with Iran, and I'm going to try to find who else we put. But what was your expectation for Iran, and how do you feel they performed?
I mean, they were doing well for a large part of it, but they didn't really fight at the end for the top spots. And yeah, they had some instability.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have these players who are very dangerous, but then also a bit unstable. Parham is an example. Very, very dangerous, and then also struggles a bit with some instability at times. So they have a young team, dangerous team, but not one that had the consistency to make medals.
And this is where I feel we kind of went pretty astray, pretty wrong. Germany and Norway, we put them on B, and the Netherlands. Netherlands, they were fifth, they finished 21st. Norway, they were sixth, they finished 14th. And Germany, they were seventh, and they finished seventh.
Yeah, Germany, but the thing is, Germany wasn't doing well for a
they
large
came from,
part.
From
they
behind.
Came from behind, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Vincent was struggling with that. Then at the end, they started to play really well, all of them. And Frederik Svane, or Svane, I'm probably mispronouncing, but he got, I think, the gold medal on the fifth board.
Yeah.
So he did really well. Vincent recovered. So he didn't have a great tournament, but at least he recovered from, I mean, he just lost two games at the start. And okay, they overall recovered. So it wasn't a bad showing from them. Norway, we were speaking about Norway as well,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm. We put them in B.
Let's put them in B because, okay, Magnus plays very well and they have like solid performances from others. I would put them B.
B, okay.
Yeah, again, it's like Norway is one of those teams that could have done really well.
And they were looking like they were doing fairly well at some point, but then it was this match against Iran, in fact, and they really didn't do well in that one. They lost that one against Iran, with Parham basically equalizing, sorry, not equalizing, making a draw against Magnus, which saved the game, saved the match for them.
They rely on Magnus too much.
Heavily.
That's the issue. And although Magnus can, and he actually did do fine, they rely on him in every match. And so if he has one off day, like against Slovenia, for example, when he lost a Fedor save, then they have no chance in pretty much any critical match. And if he draws, then the other players have to step up, which for the most part they weren't able to do in a lot of matches. So they weren't medal contenders, and most of the team didn't perform super well.
Yes. Magnus actually, I think, got bronze on board one.
Which is like a normal but not a spectacular result for him.
Yeah.
Good for, of course, most people, but for him, like, he more or less performs his rating, right?
Yeah, he lost like 2 rating points or something like that.
Like a good result for everyone, basically, but for him it was an average result.
Yeah.
And
he
lost one game, which was kind of a poor game on his part, but besides that, he actually played very well, besides that one loss.
Against Fedosev.
And then against Maksudlu, he didn't win a winning position, which was a bit critical for the match. Again, it's like he has to win or the team is not fighting for the match victory against Iran. But yeah, overall, I don't think it was like an unfair placement. I can imagine them doing well, but yeah, in hindsight, also historically, they don't seem to do too well, even with Magnus on first board.
No. Germany. B, obviously, we talked about it. And Netherlands. Netherlands. I think we thought that they would do better, but in the end, it just didn't happen. It felt like none of the players were particularly in form, especially Anish at the beginning.
Yeah, to be honest, like maybe we should look at trends more, because in general, the trends for the players on the team, like Anish has been shaky recently. He didn't have a bad result, he even gained some rating, but for most of it, he wasn't doing amazingly, and then at the end, he won a bunch of nice games. So he did okay. For the first board, he did fine. But Jordan was very unstable, which again, Jordan can play very well, mm-hmm. I kind of said this, or he can be very unstable.
He started off very well. He started off with some really good wins. I'm trying to remember against who, but some very decent wins. And then he blundered against
Serrano. He blundered like a full piece in one game. I mean, he had some really, really critical mistakes.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the team, it's like, yeah, I don't know if they're really on an upward trend. So maybe we should have considered that. Again, it's a team with a lot of quality players, Jordan, Anish, Ervin, like in general, a lot of quality players.
Yes.
But if they're not at their best, then it's hard to see them fighting for the first places.
A tier. And I think this is basically where we got it spot on. China and Uzbekistan.
I would say A. I wouldn't say S.
Let's go with A.
But probably an A tier team.
Let's go with A.
Yeah, you know, I would actually maybe upgrade Uzbekistan to S tier and then create a new tier for India, which I'm sure we'll get into. Or maybe we downgrade the USA, because I think Uzbekistan and USA were like equivalent teams.
What about China, though?
China is I think, not as strong as...
Just A, huh?
I don't think it's as strong as Uzbekistan or the United States. Because, again, China really, like, they had, I think, Wade played quite well overall, but again, he did lose 2 games in critical matches, so you can't say that he had a great tournament, but he's definitely a player who's pretty much at his peak and he's doing well in general. But Yuengyi had a great tournament,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So definitely they have some really good players for most of the boards. But Ding on first board, he didn't win a single game. He lost 1 game, which was critical, against Vietnam, against Le Quang Liam. What happened in that match? So they
lost.
They lost the match because of that loss.
No, sorry. They drew. They drew the match. 2-2.
Did Wei Yi win? Was that the... So many games happened that I'm already...
Wei Yi won, yes.
Yeah, so... Again, yeah. Oh, no, sorry. The fourth board. The fourth board lost to Wang Yue. Now I remember.
Okay.
Because the fourth board of Vietnam is much lower rated than the rest of the team. So Wang Yue capitalized on that. He won. But then Ding lost a slightly better endgame, going into a drawn endgame, which was a bit unpleasant, going into like a pawn down rook endgame, which was very unpleasant, but just, you shouldn't be losing these games. And he didn't win winning positions against Parham, against definitely a few winning positions. He had against Noderbeck, winning from the opening with black pieces. Against Parham, winning basically in one move, just play king f3, bishop f4, trade into a winning king and pawn game. Like, he's not winning positions, so when you have a weakness on the first board, and unfortunately that is sort of what was the case, then...
Did you expect him to make a draw against you in, like, six moves?
Well, so here's the thing. I asked Levon the day before. I was like, do you think I should just, like, play for a win or whatever? And he very clearly said, no, for it's black, first board, just play normally. So I kind of went for an in-between where I'm like, my opening is very much provoking a fight. The Marazzi, very much provoking a fight. It's a very double-edged line with queen b6, but it also offers white the opportunity to draw literally immediately. And I didn't even think that we would get this line because Ding, I thought, was normally an d4 player, so d4, you don't get it. So, okay, I thought if he plays this, yeah, I'll play this, and I know the line. If he wants a fight, we get a huge fight. If not, I didn't really think that it would happen this way, but during the game, I realized from his body language, like, it's going to... I didn't hesitate. I don't care. A draw with the black pieces is fine in a match situation.
I think it's good, yeah.
It immediately puts more pressure on them because there are now two black games. Okay, I was a bit unhappy with Boo's opening choice because I think he had a really good opening choice. Neutralized, just like killing line, very annoying line to face if you're not prepared. This knight takes e4 Petrov. So that was a great opening choice, but I was happy with Wesley's opening very much. So I saw that and I was like, okay, we're not... And also I thought Lanier was slightly better. So I thought we're not in like a critical situation. Maybe we won't win the match, but it's not like I should be going all out at this point. So yeah, draw, and we won the match. And it turned out great. And my decision looks smart rather than dumb.
No, it's good.
Because Wesley pulled through.
Look, I think it was a good decision. It was a practical decision. You have to take it at that point. Talk about Wesley.
You play a player like Ding, you can't force things so easily.
Yeah.
You know, you can try, but you take enormous risks.
Almost got busted because of that.
Noderbeck, like, look at Noderbeck's opening choice.
Yeah.
Very, very irresponsible opening choice that almost...
People are starting to get a bit irresponsible against him. Yeah, they really want to get some sort of a complex fight.
Hey, he's looking like he's not in good shape. You know?
Yeah. Cool. All right. Yeah, Wesley pulled through in the last couple of rounds, huh?
Yeah. He had a bad tournament, but it was redeemed by the last two games.
Yeah. You and Levon were kind of pulling at the beginning, and then finally Wesley...
Yeah, I mean, Levon did well, but I did fall apart at the end. To some extent, yeah.
Cool. All right. Uzbekistan. Let's talk about them as well. You just said, let's put them in A tier or...
Or like, I mean, I would say equal to USA in quality.
Okay.
Just because, of course, yeah, we're a bit higher rated, or even quite a bit higher rated. But I don't really see weak links on their boards. I mean, Noderbeck is a top player, and he's also very, very dangerous. So he's scoring heavily. So first board, I think, is like equal best. You know, you can say many... Of course, Gukesh was clearly the best on first board, but from like quality in general, Noderbeck is up there with the best of them. And second board is Sindarov.
Yes.
And he's like a pretty much 2700 player. Of course, he was a bit shaky at times.
No, Sindarov was third. Yakubov.
Oh, sorry, Yakubov. Also more or less like...
Okay, Fabi, walk and talk. Final moments of this review of our tier list. I think we're at Uzbekistan. We put them initially
But we talked about Uzbekistan. Like, all their players are very good, and they're a top tier team, and they're probably going to get stronger down the road. So, Uzbekistan, yeah, definitely gold medal contenders for pretty much every Olympiad going forward, I would say.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, easily. I mean, like, okay, the guys are young. They're going to improve for the next, you know, 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, etc. So for the next few Olympiads, definitely, they're going to be more 2700s and more, you know, more chances for gold medals for them.
And they finished on third position. They got the bronze medal.
Mm-hmm.
Noderbeck, I think, got the medal on his board. I think it was silver.
Yeah. Gukesh first.
Might have
Noderbeck
been
second.
And Magnus third.
Magnus absentee third.
Yeah, he wasn't at the closing.
Which I expected.
Yes, yes. He probably is completely out. Yeah, he's probably in Norway already.
I don't know.
Wherever he is.
But the thing is, like, if you don't win a team medal, I also don't think I would show up for just one individual medal.
Yeah.
Like in 2018, I didn't show up for an individual medal because our team didn't. Oh no, sorry. 2018 actually. No, we did win silver, so I was probably there. Anyway, doesn't matter.
United States and India. United States and India, S tier, finished second for you guys, silver medal, and obviously India, gold. Your performance of the team, Team USA.
Yeah, well, it's, of course, in hindsight, it doesn't look like two similar teams, right? Like, India was very dominant. Before the tournament, that wasn't clear to me, but early on, it did start to become clear, especially that we were struggling. So early on, the players who were struggling were Wesley, Lenier, and to some extent Ray as well. And that led to a match loss against Ukraine, which was a big surprise. Loss was very critical, you know, losing early on against a team that we should be heavy favorites against. Yeah, so that was unfortunate. And then near the end, my performance, which started out well, it slowly deteriorated and I got very tired, and unfortunately that was the case. I lost all my energy because I was really putting a lot of effort into the games and preparation and everything, and we were all working together on openings, and there was
a
lot
of team spirit.
It was good. I mean, it got better near the end, I would say, because we were trying to motivate each other to like come back, but my energy just got drained. So even though I was in good spirits, and then against Gukesh, I knew, okay, we have to win this match against India. Like, it's our last chance to fight. And we were saying, like, more or less a loss and a draw maybe won't even make a difference, but kind of we just have to win this match. It's very, very important. And we had this very complicated match situation where I was struggling for the first part of the game, but then I thought my position suddenly was very double-edged, and I thought, okay, I have it past deep pawn, and he's low on time, and I have all the chances in the world maybe that this will turn around. And I knew it was kind of about equal, and there was some chances to draw. Then I saw Lenier's in big trouble, and Wesley probably is in very good shape. So I thought, well, yeah, maybe this is a chance to win the match.
Give him the ball, yeah? He's the hot hand, more or less.
Well,
he was the hot hand towards the end.
In hindsight, of course, I never had any real winning chances, so I should have forced a draw at a few moments that I saw an opportunity to. Notably, queen takes a4 after a4 is just an immediate forced draw. But I was still like hoping that he would make some mistake, that he would blunder, and instead I blundered. So queen c6, and then I saw knight g6 or knight g8 after he played queen d4, which is a very good move, very stabilizing move. Knight g6 is a draw, knight g8 is a draw, we trade pawns. And then I saw this queen g6, and I thought my queen goes to g5, it just completely blacked out that rook f4 is a move. I immediately can no longer win back the pawn, and I lose my d2 pawn, and basically just the game is over on the spot, and rook f4 is just a blackout. And it wouldn't have changed anything, because if I draw anyway, we tie the match, but we still get second place, most likely.
Yeah.
Or we still need to beat China to get second place, so it doesn't change anything. So I'm not like really upset, but it was a painful moment to lose that match. But I think India was just too stable, too good on all boards. Everyone was playing well. Two guys were playing fantastically. Two guys were playing, Vidit was playing very well. Prague was playing pretty well. Two guys were out of this world, and what can you do? It was a very, very powerful team. And I think we're fortunate we got silver, and I'm actually quite happy that we got silver under the circumstances, although I was hoping we'd fight for gold, but we never really, nobody was in the fight for gold.
No.
Actually, nobody was in the fight besides India, so.
No. All right, India. I mean, what type of tier should we give them?
I mean, the thing is, yeah, based on the tournament, of course, it's basically an unstoppable team, an SS tier, whatever you want to call it. Normally, of course, everything came together for them perfectly. So we understood that they're all top players at the top of their game, including three candidates, one candidate's winner, a world championship match player.
Yeah.
And then... And also Arjun, who the only player not to have played the candidates, still nearly 2,800 players. So what can you say? It's not like, I mean, Arjun will probably play the next candidates and so on. So we understood that. But there's a difference between players who are top players like them
and players who win all their games. Like, still things have to come together to actually win all your games on two separate boards. So yeah, the circumstances, everything was there for them. I would still say, under ideal circumstances, of course, we have similar quality teams. Although by the ratings now, India, since they gained like, I don't know, 70 points total, is outrating everyone by far. So I can't objectively say that, but yeah, it's India is probably a tier above at this stage, and I mean, what can you say? Like, they played the most deserving Olympiad win probably in history. It's hard to argue with that.
Obviously, this is not what everybody, and you guys included, wanted. Whenever you come, you play for gold.
Many people wanted.
Right, but you guys, you know, when you come, you play for gold.
Yeah, now, well, we were hoping for more, but
it is still a quite big improvement compared to India. What went better to finish on a positive note?
Oh, well, we were kind of lucky, I have to say, for sure.
To finish on a positive note.
Oh, well, we were kind of lucky, I have to say, for sure. We were kind of lucky because the second place score was low. Like, to medal with our score was actually very surprising, even to medal. To get silver was very surprising. Because last time we actually had a kind of similar tournament, and in 2018, I think dropped like one match. Like, I think we drew two matches. Mm-hmm. That was the team, I was on first board, Hikaru second board, Wesley, Sam Shankland, and Ray. I think that was the lineup. That was 6 years ago, yeah?
Yeah.
And so we tied with China on match points, more or less dropping one match, like two draws, and they did the same. And we got second. So it's the same result, but this time we dropped 2.5 matches. So somehow the score is vastly different, but the result, like the silver medal, is the same. Just some circumstances, you know?
Yeah.
India mopped up and we took some crumbs. That's how I would kind of describe it. But still, silver medal is an accomplishment. And we also got one individual medal, Levon. And also, of course, the women. We should talk about the Women's Olympiad.
Oh, yes.
Our women did also get a medal.
Mm-hmm.
They got one team medal.
First time since 2008.
Yeah, one team medal. That was a great accomplishment for them. And they also got two individual medals, if I'm correct. Carissa and Alice both got an individual medal, including an individual gold medal from Carissa. And
she played incredible. I think
fantastic
she got
tournament.
40 rating points or something.
Yeah,
like that, which is ridiculous. A ridiculous amount.
Overall, I'm actually very happy with how it all turned out. Like, you know, both teams did well. Of course, we didn't win, and we weren't in. I think the women were in contention to win if things went right at the end. We weren't, but they were. But okay, overall, India were the clear winners, but we did take home something, and it was definitely much better than 2 years ago.
Beautiful. All right. See you in St. Louis.